And we're in Iyov, we're holding the what's called the 12th chapter, and we were discussing how Iyov tells his friends, you know, you haven't told me anything new. Everyone knows what you guys said. I know that God runs the world, and the only reason you talk to me this way is because you have it peaceful right now. And he's describing, everyone knows that God created the world. Milo yada, he said in Pasuk Tet, Milo yada, who didn't know all of this? Becholele kiyad Hashem astazot, that God's hand made all of this. Asher biyado nefesh kol chai v'ruach kol besarish, that in God's hands is all of life and the spirit of all of men. Halo ozen milin tivchan v'cheich ochel yitam lo. But says Iyov, you know, when the ear hears words, it has to discern, it has to test, to think, who's the one talking? Just as the palate has to taste food, and Iyov says, you know, when you eat something, you taste whether it tastes good or not. So too, when someone talks to you, you got to sense whether what they're saying makes sense or not. Bishishim chokhmah ve'orech yamim tivuna. And so he says, you know, where do you find wisdom? Bishishim, by old people. Yashish is an old person. And that's where Chazal say this pasuk could be understood as bishishim, in people who are 60 years old. That's why it says that when a person hits 60, he gets wisdom, the Mishnah says, at the end of the fifth chapter of Pirkei Avot. Chazal learned it from this pasuk. Bishishim, Chazal understood it as bishishim, at 60 and up. Simply understood, Iyov is saying, bishishim chokhmah. You find wisdom with people who are already old. The orech yamim, and when people have had longevity, tivuna, they have understanding. So Iyov's telling him, you know what? Why do you think you're going to teach me something? I'm older than you are. Have some respect. Old people know more. Imo chokhma ugvura lo eitza utvuna. And you know why people respect old people? You know why we consider old people as having wisdom? Because they've been around. Old people have wisdom. Old people have might. They've lived up to the times. So, if I'm older than you, I've already figured out this concept that God is the source of wisdom and might, and that God is the one that gives advice and He has understanding. I'm older than you and I know more than you, so I also know that Imo with God is Chokhmah u'gvura, lo, and God has Eitza u'tvuna. Hen yaharos ve'lo yibaneh yisgor alish ve'lo yipateach. And I know that if God wants to, God can choose to interfere in this world. And if God chooses to destroy something, then no one can build it. And if God chooses to enclose a person, so no one can take him out. God can put him in a jail where no one can get him out. And so Iyov says, I understand that. Hein ya'atzo b'mayim v'hivashu v'shalechem v'yahafchu aretz. God could cause water to dry. He could hold back the water. He can make a place that's been filled with water lush. God could make that place into an arid location. V'shalechem. And sometimes God could send loads of water. V'yafchu aretz. And they'll make a tsunami, a deluge. They'll overturn the ground. God could control where there is water and where there isn't water. Imo. God has the might, God has the capacity to do anything that it takes. Whatever it takes to have strength, whatever it takes strength to do, so God can do it. Imo oz v'tushia, lo shogeg. He knows when man errs, even though the man himself doesn't know that he's making a mistake. God knows it, and God also knows when a person is mashgeh, when he causes other people to err. So he's saying, you know, I know that God controls the world, and I know that God can potentially change things in the world when He chooses to get involved. That's not a point of contention. Molich yohatzim sholal v'shofetim yeholel. And Hashem can take people who are smart and cause them to mess up, to make them foolish, because God controls even people's wisdom. God could take judges and make them foolish, make them err. Musar melachim piteach vayesor ezo bimotnehim. God opens the belts of the kings, and this is an allegory, because we always describe a person's strength as the belt. When he ties his belt, he ties on his sword, that's his strength. So to speak, God could undo his belt, God could take off his strength, God could take away his weapons, his sword. And by the same token, God could girdle them, and God could give them the strength, God could give them the power, the capacity to win wars. God's controlling, be it the wise, be it the powerful, be it the nature, be it the individual. I know God controls all of this, or God can choose to interfere and control over all of this, and that is Eov's point. Eov saying, I know God sometimes chooses to interfere and controls. I know He has the capacity to control. The question is, does He have any clue what's happening with me? Has He chosen to interfere, or has He left me to the wind, let nature take care of me? And at some point, Eov is going to also say, maybe God's gotten confused. Maybe He thinks I'm someone else. Meaning, Eov admits that there have been times in world history where God interfered in the world. He's saying, I admit God sometimes does interfere, and I know that when He chooses to interfere, nothing can hold Him back. He is more powerful than everything. Chazal say, these psukim are referring to specific occurrences in history. Molich yo'atzim sholal, God causes the advisors to act foolishly. So Chazal say that's talking about a time when the Egyptians thought to go and win at war, a time during the first temple, and God made all His advisors seem stupid. There are different times in world history which Chazal say this pasuk is referring to, when God caused the intelligent to be stupid. But at any rate, Eov says, I agree to all this. Molich kohanim sholal veitanim yesalef. By the same token, Hashem could take the powerful people, the kohanim, and over here, kohanim is like, it says David's children were kohanim. Kohanim could mean the princes, the powerful ones. Hashem could make them also go sholal, to go in a foolish way. Hashem could cause them to act below their dignity, meaning kohanim are people who are dignified, they're dignitaries, they're princes. God could make them act foolishly. The Eitanim, and Eitan also means powerful, strong ones. Yisalef, Hashem could cause them to become convoluted. Mesil safa lenemanim v'tam zekenim yikach. God could take the people who are nemanim, people who you can rely on, that they know how to speak, and God could make it that they can't suddenly lose their potential. They're ordinarily they're tremendous orators, and then God could make it that suddenly they lose their capacity to talk. They stand up there and they don't know what to say. Betam zekenim, and the logic of the elders, people who ordinarily people go to them for counsel. They're old, they're wise. God could take all that wisdom from them. Betam zekenim yikach. Chazal say this pasuk about Rabbi Yochanan in the time when Vespasian asked him what to do with the rebellious ones in Jerusalem, where Rabbi Yochanan was at a loss for words. And Chazal say that God applied this pasuk. God took away his wisdom. He was at a loss for words. So we'll pick up over here, pasuk Chaf Aleph Bezachim.